You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
What can we expect from the talk during your conference today?
Okay, I'm going to speak on the very diverse faces of the region, Asia-Pacific region. You can see it's a very interesting region. It's the most populous region in the world. And, you know, they're divided into different sub-regions. We have South Asia, Southeast Asia, we have East Asia, we have Central Asia, and we have West Asia, and then the Pacific. And so you could see they are so different. It's interesting how they could learn from each other because of the different experiences and in terms of migration, in terms of development, in terms of the character of their migration. So I think that's the good thing that I'm going to do during these remarks.
Yeah. And speaking as someone from the Philippines, like, what can you say about migration from the Philippine perspective?
Well, as you know, we're one of the major source of migrants from the Philippines to the other countries. And so I think I am proud to say that we are able to manage our migration quite well. And we have learned also lessons we have learned from other countries. But I think many countries try to learn from us too. So it's both, very enriching to have this kind of conference where people can learn from us and we learn from each other.
Okay. And what can you say specifically about the Filipino migration trends here in Australia or in general?
Well, I think we have grown in terms of migration to Australia, and most of them are nurses in the medical profession. But I think it's been more diverse now. But in the past, it was always more in the nursing professions. But now I think it's more diverse.
Yeah. And how would you connect these migration trends to your organization, which is Spark, since you plan to, since it seeks to empower women economically? How do you see that in relation to the migration trend happening in Australia, especially with women coming in?
Well, actually, I'm more of here as Metropolis Asia.
Yeah.
This is a byproduct of Metropolis International. We're made up of Metropolis Philippines, Metropolis Korea, Metropolis China, and Metropolis India. But we're trying to get more members into Metropolis Asia to get more Asian countries to participate in Metropolis conferences. Now, as women, of course, we're very concerned that many of our women go out of the country as domestic workers. And usually they're the most abused, the most exploited. You know, as somebody said, it's the D, the three Ds, dirty, dehumanizing, and dangerous. So we try to protect them either with bilateral agreements with these countries or through the conventions like the Convention on Migrant Workers. There's also an ILO Convention on Domestic Workers. So we have ratified most of those conventions, but many of the receiving countries have not ratified them. So as I said, maybe we explore it through bilateral agreements like in Saudi Arabia and other Middle East countries.
And lastly, like what steps is being planned to undertake in order to address these issues with abuse, especially with women who migrate to other countries, including Australia?
Well, I used to be with government, with the Commission on Philippines Overseas. So we've set up online counseling for special marriage migrants and, of course, for domestic workers, but mainly for marriage migrants. So they can go through our website and ask, for counseling, either for legal counseling viewpoint or from a psychological counseling viewpoint. So that's one of the things we want to try to do. In terms of abuses, as I said, it's through bilateral agreements, and usually it's the Department of Foreign Affairs that takes care of that. You know, we have a certain funds to, especially for this purpose, to help abuse not only women but all those migrants who are being exploited or being unjustly treated in other countries. So we try to give them legal counsels to this.
Okay. And lastly, like, where do you see the migration trend heading for Filipinos, especially in Australia?
As I said, I think it'll be more diverse. I think Australia is opening up to other professions and to other skilled workers. So I think more and more we will be going there. But I'm not sure right now whether Australia has been more open than before. But I think at least during my time, I knew they were open. But this time, because of economic reasons, there are more restrictions, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So overall, do you see a positive migration trend in the world or generally, or what kind of challenges would you foresee in the future?
Well, as you can see, there are so many migration crises all over the world. People are, you know, like in the U.S. is now undergoing that. You know, a lot of countries from outside the United States are coming in, many of them children. So. Yes, it's a migration crisis more than, and you know, I think the world has to look to this in order to solve it as a group, as a global solution, not only in the Philippines but all over. We should find a global solution, and I think the global compact on migration will help for migration, which will be signed in Marrakesh in December 2018. I hope that helps.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you so much, Imelda.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.